of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us for the top of this hour is the Capo de Tutti Capi of Republic Broadcasting, John Stadmiller. John, aloha. Welcome to the show.
I thank you, Michael. And what am I? I missed that one.
The Capo de Tutti Capi. It means the boss of all bosses.
Uh-oh. Make me sound mafia-like. How are you doing?
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Well, you know, I'm doing much, 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 much better. I'm pretty much over my little medical crisis and back to my normal, annoying, and obnoxious self.
You and I both. Whatever that stuff was, it was tough to kick, but I think I got a handle on it.
So what can we do for you today?
Pledge drive, my friend.
Ah, yes.
Yes, and I don't like to panic anybody. I don't like to get really upset myself because that has a tendency to cloud the thought pattern. But people that are listening, and I want to make an apology specifically to your listeners about the podcast for your show. And I've gotten your emails, and I understand the people's concern on that. And the problem that we're having here is, everybody knows, 4 weeks ago, we got whacked. And brother, did we get whacked. With the personnel that we have in the network, I had to pull a person to dedicate himself to getting the web page back up, getting the archives back up, getting the listen live feeds working again. There was only, Michael, about 36,000 pages of script that was connected with this website. Now, the problem is we've got about it 95% restored, except the podcast. The link that that goes into and links into the website, it does not work. And we're trying to figure out why exactly that is. But I'm just asking for people's patience. Please, we're pedaling this bicycle as fast as we can. Now, on the issue of the pledge drive, in January, on January 1st, I've said on my own program that 17 networks have gone bye-bye, the way of the dodo bird, including Talk Radio Network, USA IRN. Talk Radio, by the way, is being bought out by Cumulus. Cumulus is actually flying under the banner now of Westwood One, and they are buying Talk Radio Network. So I know the reasons why they failed. I know the reasons why these other networks failed. The way they're structured out, they've got a lot of structured debt. And what started happening is that, particularly with USA IRN, they did gold and silver sales. They depended on a revenue stream coming into that network. And that dried up, and it's hard for a network of that size to start tap dancing and making corrections on the fly. They had commitments, they had their overhead, and they just did not have the revenue. Ad revenues have dropped dramatically, as you may have noticed on your side over there. Mm-hmm. And this is the state of affairs as it stands right now, and this is not going to improve anytime soon. We bring on the best minds on economies and what's really going on with the money junkies. By the way, you've got me hooked on that one, Michael, and now using it on my show. Thank you. But at any rate, we know where this is going. And this situation is not going to be it's not going to be repaired anytime soon. So having said that, in January, started to notice revenue. Well, as many people as we were contacting, well, we don't think so right now. Into February, going into February, it was, well, yeah, you know what, not this month. I think I'll wait a month or two and then get back with you. Well, and that's when the hit took place. And I had to poll the people that were doing the sales for this network, person, I should say, that was doing the sales for, and he dedicated himself getting everything back up and functional as far as what you're hearing right now, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what transpired is we are always running 3 to 4 weeks behind. And the people that provide our services, yeah, we might get a phone call. Okay, well, we'll get right to it. And we always have been a little bit behind, always have been. But this time around, without ad revenues coming in, ad packages not being put up because they're not sold, because they're not advertising, that was a little crimp, more than a little crimp. So consequently, to run this network, and I have astounded people with this one, Michael, to run this network, it takes a grand total of $27,599. As a matter of fact, if you go up to republicbroadcasting.org on the RBN updates and hit the pledge drive RBN monthly expenses, I actually posted our monthly expenses, exactly how much they are, and these are pretty much fixed. They don't vary, board operators, so on and so forth. And if you take a look at that, that is not a whole lot for a network, a full-service network. And there's still a couple of thousand bucks that I'm getting ready to whack out of that amount today. We're going to get it down to about $25,000 operating costs, and I cannot cut anything more. I mean, literally cannot cut anything more. So we are kind of in a bind here. We're back on track. Things are up and running. We've got a few more tweaks. Podcast, folks, it's coming. But we got a few more tweaks to do, but we're just about 100% again. But all of this takedown, all of this has affected this network because we don't have a fat bank account that we can draw because we run pretty close to the vest. We don't have a fat bank account. We can just write a check and go, boom, well, there it is. Okay, well, we need to build up the little stasher. That doesn't happen. So on yesterday's program, I kicked off a, I don't want to use the term emergency, but real, real important. We have raised so far, I think, about $5,000. And to clean up 2 months, this is not even complete 2 months, to clean up and get us absolutely even with the board, to give us some breathing space, to go out there, Michael, I'm working on getting your program out on, you got a wonderful program, people love it. I want to get you on radio stations. Ben Swan is right before you. This takes dedication, you've really got to hammer that. And it can't be handled by a skeleton crew. So I'm looking for funding and resource for an outside source on affiliate relations. That's what they do. They do it 24/7. Well, and the next step after that, some help with some ad revenues, maybe going to an outside agency to do that. But you've got to have, for those big ad agencies, you've got to have the stations and the infrastructure for that. So one follows the other. Having said all of that, right now, we're $49,890.73 in the hole. Well, let me amend that. It's 44 now. Okay, we've taken in $5,000. What I'm asking for people to do, and I know some of you out there, you're running real close to the vest. Some of you are living paycheck to paycheck. Some of you are doing better. But we do have, Michael, that listen to this network, we do have some people that have the ability to help out in a bigger way. On my program yesterday, and let me see if I can not do this today on your program. I'm doing my show, and I put out the plea, and the donations start coming in. The first one was a $2,000 donation.
And wow.
I requested that people take a look at that pledge drive and the expense, the RBN monthly expenses. Folks, I'm not going down to visit Michael Rivero in the islands, and I'm not putting in new carpeting and putting paint on the walls here. We are absolutely 100% in need of your help right now. The second, during the show yesterday, the second donation that came in was $1,000. If people are out there and they're hearing my voice right now, I want to ask you one simple question. And obviously this is rhetorical because I'm just talking to you right now and I have no way for feedback from the listeners. But let me ask you a question. Is this not, and I've always underplayed this, is this not the single most best alternative media outlet, the best network, with shows like Michael Rivero and Ben Swan and Clint Richardson, and the list goes on? I hear the music.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back with John Stadmiller after these few words from our sponsors.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with John Stadmiller, the founder and manager of Republic Broadcasting. And he's laying out some very harsh realities. A lot of the our fellow travelers on the road to restoring the Republic have gone by the wayside. Every day it almost seems that we read of another Patriot blog having to shut down for purely financial reasons. And again, that's always part of the plan of a dictator, is to so starve the people of funding that all they can worry about is feeding their kids, and they don't have the means to stand up and speak truth to power. Well, we're going to go on standing up and speaking truth to power just as long as we can, because you need to know what's going on to make those good choices. So, John, please pick up from here.
Yeah, thank you. And the network itself, and I don't have a large ego, and I'm not a Barnum and Bailey type of promoter barker, but the other day, I'm looking at the product that we have developed, this network, with its programming. And on the program yesterday, I had reinforcement after reinforcement, people calling in, Michael. One person called in and said, I learn more in 20 minutes from Michael Rivero than I do 3 hours of the other guy on that other network. And that's high compliment. Whatever you get elsewhere, you've got to pick and choose and rifle through. We're double-barrel shotgun here. You don't have to go sucking through a straw and taking little sips of information. On this network, it's a fire hose on full. I mean, it'll blow your head off. And looking at this, what we have here right now with Republic Radio is going to be more of a blueprint for other networks out there into the future, and how they're structured and how they do things. To run a network, like I said, Michael, I mean, even on that RBN monthly expense report, you're on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I want to explain to people what that is. You've been kind enough to help us out, and it was a mutually beneficial thing to do. You've got banners. You've been doing your website for how many years now? Over 20 years. And you sell banner ads to help support yourself down there in Hawaii with along with your wife Claire. Well, and this was a trade out, and we made a little bit of money off of that, and it was a good deal. Well, that's why Michael Rivero is on that. We're paying Michael Rivero. We don't pay any talk show host on this network. And somebody noticed that, and they asked me about it yesterday, and they said, "Well, what's Rivero on there for?" I said, "Because we're selling banners on his site, and we're helping him out, and he's helping us out." "Well, you're paying him then." I go, no, we're paying Michael Rivero with Michael Rivero, basically, is what it is. And I just wanted to explain that to the people out there. You know, let me ask you people out there right now. Are you willing to make an investment? And what I say is an investment, because the return is there, going to be there every day. What is it that you can do to help this network right now? And I mean right now. I'm literally days away from my landlord telling me, "Hey, kid, why don't you pack up your stuff and hit the road? I got to come up with $5,000 for that one." And that's on the 31st. We've got other issues going on here. We've got CalPop. We've got our websites. We've got the streaming, all of that stuff. We have to pay board ops every week. Per week, that's $1,582 for the board ops. So what I'm saying is, take a look at that list. Can you pop for one of those? Can you take one of those off of our shoulders right now? Because if we can buy a little bit more time, now that the big crisis and emergency is over with this network being hacked, and Michael, I swear to God, I'm not a tinfoil hat wearing, and you don't hear me fearmonger, but I swear to God, they know our accounts. They listen to the show. They probably listen to the lines. And there's probably nothing private that we do in this place or we talk about that they don't know about. And it was at a time that it was, okay, let's see if he can withstand this one. And boom, mm-hmm. There we go. So we're back on track. We're building up the steam again. But we need your help, and I mean a lot of it, right now, folks. Right now, there's a couple ways you can do this. You can you got the urge right now. Is it in your heart? Pick up the phone, 800-724-2719. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. On that, you will see the you will see the donate button at the top, right below You Can Handle the Truth. And just click that on. That'll take you to the donation page. You can donate by credit card, or there's our address. You can send us a check, a money order, FRNs in foil. We're not real particular. So I'm asking you fine folks out there, what can you do? I don't want to lose you, Michael Rivero, and you came back to us because we didn't restrict you.
Yes.
Ben Swan came on this network, and he had other offers. He had people that were willing to pay him. But guess what, Michael? Strings attached.
Yes.
So he is here now. My God in heaven, what a find. You know, you two guys alone, I can. That's a network right there. So I want to keep this going. This is a high-stakes poker game we're in right now, and it's literally for the fight of our lives all across this country. And we're going to stay in. This is a high-stakes game, and I'm not folding, and I'm not walking away from the table. Help us stay in this fight. Because if you can find a network out there that's better than this one that you care to support, well, then I guess that's our failure. But, Michael, I don't think we have failed anybody.
No, we haven't. And right now is a very, very critical time, and I'm not over-hyping the situation here. We are in a situation where too many of our leaders, too many of our politicians, economic leaders, Wall Street, they're all trying to sell you a new war that could go nuclear. That is how critical it is that we stay here on the air, on the net, up on the satellite, trying to get the word out, because we are, in fact, winning the war for the minds of America, but we have to keep up the pressure. We have to keep exhorting people to stand up and say, we don't support this, in order to just head off this horrible, horrible potential of a world war. Paul Craig Roberts is right. This is the greatest crisis our mankind has ever faced, and we're right on the battle lines of trying to derail this rush to a new world war.
Mr. Rivero, I thank you so much, and my best to Claire.
All right, I'll certainly pass that along to her, and thank you, John. And again, none of us here at RBN are getting rich doing this. There are easier ways to make a lot of more money. We could do a top 40 station, be the boss jock with the platters that matter, and probably pull in a lot more advertising. We can make a lot of advertising revenue if we're out here telling you that fracking is 100% safe and not to worry about all the radiation pouring out of Hanford and Carlsbad, New Mexico, but we're not about doing that. The people who lie to you, they get millions and millions of dollars to do it and be convincing. The people who are trying to get the truth out, of course, we're basically cut off from the center of the economy and the handouts of the money. In fact, there's a story we're talking about a little bit later on where apparently the U.S. government gave a $700,000 grant to a theater group to produce a play about global warming. And you know that every time you ask an embarrassing question of the global warming people, like, why are we getting all the snow and ice? They say, oh, you're being paid by the oil companies, which we aren't. Or if we are, the checks got lost in the mail here. And then you find out that it is, in fact, the people out there doing plays about global warming and shows. They're getting all the money. Lying to you is a big, big business in this country. It's probably the only growth industry left. Anyway, one more time. The toll-free number to call in for a donation is 800-724-2719. I think they still have the promo package there for the mug and the T-shirt, and you can still get a copy of Claire's Christmas Without Borders. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, kudos to you, brother. I love you. First of all, I want to talk about two things, and got a little medicine for the cabinet. Michael, there's a song by Bon Jovi. It says, "Let the bells of freedom live."
Mm-hmm.
And I challenge everybody to go listen to that song. It brings your heart to kind of... Michael, I want to talk to you about, over the so many years that I've been with you, about you on the front line, John, and about preparedness. If people aren't prepared with food, emergency stuff, water, of survival stuff, they better get prepared now. Okay?
I agree.
Because I would love things to be McDonald's, McDonald Land and Happy Go, and that we're out playing on the sunny day in the park, but we see the way things are going. And, Mike, I want peace across this country, just like you and John, so many people. But people, number one, you better be prepared, and if you're not, you better get prepared right away. Number two is, how many people that listen to this network are paying a cable bill? There's your answer. People, this website is so crucial. Like this, you know, he was saying this guy listened 20 minutes, he gets out of 3 hours or something else. I know, Michael, my TV's off, and I'm not paying cable. But how many people, and I asked John to put a drive on that, if you're paying cable and you want the truth of the news, shut your cable off and donate it to RBN. That's my medicine cabinet there. So, Michael, I'll pray that this station keeps going. You guys keep letting it fly, brother, and I'll keep you in the prayers, and that's all I got to say.
All right, well, thank you very much. And there are other ways to basically describe donation in support of RBN. Doesn't have to be either cable TV or RBN. You know, are you perhaps putting a little too much weight around the middle? I'm like that myself. I'm still in the middle of my weight loss program. I started at 285. I'm down in the 220s now. Maybe not order one pizza over the weekend and donate that money to RBN. Just little things where you just look at it and say, do I really want this luxury, or is it maybe I'd be better off serving myself and the people of the nation by sending that money over to RBN? I mean, there's no such thing as too small an amount. I mean, I know we would love to have some insane multimillionaire come in and drop a bunch of money on us with no strings, but the reality is what we need is for everybody listening to the show and reading the website to just send in a little bit. If everybody sent in $10, everybody listening to my words right now, send in $10, the funding problem would be over. It would be over and done with. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here. Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brother Mike. Hey, just like Scott, this network means so much to me. I'm handicapped, and I'm on a fixed income, and I stay home most of the time during the day, and RBN is a big part of my life. I really appreciate you and some of the other hosts on RBN. I can't listen to every show that comes on RBN because, you know, I have other things to do. But I just donated some money again, and I just look at it like, yes, the money that I gave, which, you know, was not a whole lot, but I gave what I could. You know, that's like you said, it's a pizza. It's a trip to McDonald's. It's maybe cutting back on your cable if you can't live without your cable completely or your satellite TV. But this network means a lot to me, and I would, you know, just challenge everybody who listens to RBN, you know, just think about what you've got from the shows that have been on here, and, you know, what is it worth to you for learning that you get here. I get schooled just about every day when I listen to RBN, and I think RBN has some of the best hosts that are out here in this part of the media, and I would just like to challenge everybody to sacrifice something that you waste money on every month, and because this is real important not only to me but to everybody, and there's just so much stuff that we waste money on, and freedom is something that we're only going to get one chance to hold on to. You can always get a pizza or a case of beer later on.
That's absolutely
true. And that's all
I
got to say.
All right, well, you know, it really comes down to, look how much money is being spent to keep you enslaved to private central banking, to sell you a war, to send your children off to be killed and crippled in. How much are you willing to spend to find out the truth about what's going on and head off this globalization, new world order, war on everybody who doesn't believe in private banking scam, which is really what it is? It's a fight between freedom and slavery. And right now, the enslavers have all the money. That's what the private central banks are. It's the new form of human enslavement. Anyway, got to move on here. Got some interesting stories that are breaking here. Apparently, the FBI just arrested the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina. So apparently, there's this big, huge FBI sting going on that's just nailing all kinds of people. And over at conservativeinfidel.com, there's a story going into more depth about this California State Senator Leland Yee, who apparently was running for Secretary of State this coming November, and apparently he has been arrested with two dozen other people, and it's a 137-page affidavit, and it's just amazing. The allegations include wire fraud, money laundering, corruption, bribery, apparently at least one murder for hire that somebody was trying to arrange, and the gun running that Yee is accused of. And remember, politically, he's a gun grabber. You know, he's in favor of laws limiting your magazines and limiting your guns and taking them away. But boy, are they a big business for him. Apparently, it included fully automatic weapons and heavier weapons, including shoulder-fired missiles. And apparently, among his major customers that he had include Islamic rebels down in the Philippines. Man, this is just insane. Just insane. Now then, we have a very interesting video that is currently linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And the title on it is Harry Reid Says He Never Called Obamacare Stories Lies. And it juxtaposes a recording of Harry Reid from last February where he came out and he said, all these horror stories about Obamacare, they're all fabrications and lies, with a video from just a day ago where he's out there saying, I never said that. So, Mr. Reid, your pants are on fire. Okay. Speaking of Obamacare, interesting article over at Zero Hedge saying, the reason Obamacare is failing is because you can't squeeze insurance money out of people who just don't have it, who need it for other things. This whole Obamacare scam and the coming carbon tax are all coming from people who have convinced themselves there's still plenty of money out here in the pockets of the American people. They just need to find a way to get it. And it's not true. I know the reason that donations have slowed down. You don't have it. And I understand that. It's really hard for John and I to ask this. We know that you're struggling just as hard as we are. And the same thing, of course, is why Obamacare isn't working. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is out there saying, don't call it Obamacare. It's affordable, affordable, affordable. No, it isn't. It's affordable if you're Nancy Pelosi and you're a multimillionaire. Not for anybody else, that's for sure here. Now then, speaking of Harry Reid, he also is having his skeletons come out of the closet. Apparently he's under investigation for paying $30,000 of campaign funds to his granddaughter's jewelry company. Now he is saying these were purchases, they were gifts for supporters. But under FEC rules, gifts purchased with campaign funds have to have nominal value. Buttons, pins, that little kind of stuff costs a buck and a half each. $30,000. And now, of course, the granddaughter's company is saying she will return the money, but it leaves unanswered all these other questions. All these other questions. And, of course, Harry Reid's response is, he is outraged that reporters are looking into his personal affairs. It's his business, it's nobody's. Well, Harry, now you know how we feel about the NSA scandal. Spying on everything that we do, looking at all of our personal emails and transactions, and we're not even running for office out here. I mean, I may in 2016. I'm thinking about running for president under the slogan, he could hardly do any worse. Even have the buttons already made up here. Speaking of Obamacare, apparently so far the Obama administration has spent $684 million for advertisements touting Obamacare. $684 million. Boy, I would sure love to be the ad agency that got a piece of that contract. That is a huge amount of money, and it didn't work because when everyone knows it's a crap product, all the ads in the world won't fix it. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
And burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike? You know, I know you were talking about asset forfeiture and how the police are now just shopping for assets.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when I lived in Florida, I knew a gentleman. He was a retired automotive worker, and he bought a Winnebago. He was going to take his Winnebago with his wife and go up to Alaska and enjoy the fruits of his labor. Well, he went to the bank and, like, withdrew, like, about $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank teller tipped off the police and the IRS
mm-hmm.
about him withdrawing all this money. Well, he never made it out of town. And he found out all that $5,000 had traces of cocaine on it, and they cleaned him out of everything. his house, his Winnebago, his boat. And guess who bought all these assets? The police.
Yeah.
And
it is. It's out of control. When you could go down to the bank today, go to the teller machine, pull out a stack of $100 bills, half of them will be contaminated with cocaine, and you've got nothing to do with it. See, the thing is, these civil forfeiture actions are against objects, not against people. State of Hawaii against case of whiskey would be the court document. And because of that, the civil protections on human beings don't apply. There's no presumption of innocence. There's no due process. You are required, it's a return to the Napoleonic Code. You're required to go to court and prove that you came by the money honestly and that you're not doing any drugs. And of course, that's virtually impossible to prove a negative. And it's sometimes just carrying money, even if it's not tainted with drugs, will get you in trouble. Years ago, when this was really cranking up, I had a friend who owned a gardening store. And he was on his way to a trade show, which tends to be pretty much a cash and carry business. And he had about $9,000 in his pocket, and he got stopped at the airport gate. And they said, oh, this is above the amount you're allowed to carry. We presume you're either a terrorist or a drug runner. And they took the $9,000. And he tried to go through the court system to recover his money. They offered him a deal to give him back half of it if he would just drop the legal action, let him keep the other half. Talk about an extortion. And he kept on fighting. And by the time he got his money back, his company had gone out of business. His gardening store had gone out of business because it didn't have inventory to sell. And it is completely, completely out of control. There was another story came in today, getting over to TSA, where apparently the foreign press is reporting that theft by TSA of valuables from travelers completely epidemic. You know, when you put your bag on that little X-ray, that little belt to go through the X-ray machine, the TSA workers are looking for things to steal, electronics, whatever. Oh, my goodness, look at there. There's an iPad. Plus the occasional dropped laptop. And they said it's completely out of control. Hundreds of thousands of stolen items from travelers, not one terrorist yet. No wonder they want guns. You know, they're going to stop going through our luggage. They're just going to hold us up at the gate. Give me your dough. Save a lot of time that way. It is. I mean, we're at a stage where the government is openly, flagrantly pillaging the population to continue to survive.
Well, here's the thing is, the son, because the man died, he died broke, and he died living at his son's place, and his son is allowed to have a lawsuit go through because there's witnesses and affidavits now that the police been shopping his assets in place for a long time. This was just an opportunity to go for it.
No, that's been a huge scandal already where, you know, the police departments will literally have some of their officers doing desk work, going through real estate listings, looking for forfeiture opportunities, and they'll basically decide who they're going to raid more based on that than anything else. We were talking about that horrible disaster in Malibu that I knew about before I left Southern California. We have this other story where this family's house was broken into and ransacked. The police were looking for somebody who had moved out of there from a long time ago. They probably picked that house and said, boy, if we can find a marijuana plant, we can take the house. And it has been that extreme. I remember when the Philadelphia Inquirer was doing a multi-part series on civil forfeitures, we were talking about this old retired couple just living in their home, and they had just retired, and everything was all hunky-dory, and their son came for a visit and then left, and apparently the son was smoking marijuana, and he dropped a single seed on the premises. And for some reason, the cops decided to show up. They found the seed. They took this retired couple's home and bank account. I mean, it is that completely out of control.
Well, I know police were also staging drug dealers using the easement law out on the street, making a drug dealer in front of a person's place just to seize the property under the easement laws.
Oh, my. Yeah, it is. It's completely, completely out of control. It really
no
one, is.
No wonder the citizens are arming up.
Yeah.
And the
absolutely.
Thing is, I tell them about these asset forfeitures laws. I said, what part do you don't understand? No one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Well, see, that's the technicality. They're not depriving you. They're depriving the object. I mean, that's how they get around the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The legal actions are against objects, not people.
Well, I just told him, I said, I just said, the time's going to come where I think a person's going to wind up dying before they'll let you walk off with anything.
I would agree. We're coming up on that point. With all this escalating police violence against people where the cops are shooting first and asking questions later, it's only a matter of time before the citizens start shooting first and asking questions later. And remember, there is a Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus United States, where the Supreme Court said if the police are acting illegally, citizens have a right to defend themselves up to and including the use of lethal force.
That's true. And the thing is, it's more like I've been sort of like inquiring, asking colleges and they have these law enforcement programs. I'm finding out they're getting training materials from the Israeli Defense Forces.
Oh, well, we already know that's a huge problem. I mean, Israel's in here training all the civilian police departments, and the net result is, of course, the American police are treating the law-abiding American citizen the same way the IDF treats the Palestinians. That's not a coincidence. That's their idea of law enforcement. Assume everybody's a terrorist and treat them accordingly.
Well, you know, the thing is, speaking of Israel, I don't predict a tsunami happening of Tea Party people of occupying the Senate or the House, because I see Israel being a terrible liability on the Tea Party. A big liability.
Well, I'm hoping to make Israel a liability for every single politician out there. And we already know that the last couple of elections, politicians were having two campaign websites. One for, you know, I'm a friend of Israel and here's everything I've done. And then another website that was distributed to people for whom Israel might be a problem. So they're already wearing two faces here. I'm a friend of Israel to these people. And over here, no, we don't even mention Israel. So they understand for the majority of Americans this constant kowtowing and bowing and groveling and scraping to a foreign government doesn't really look very good come election time.
Well, my new blog is going to be, Nothing Good Comes Supporting Israel. Well, thank you, Mike.
Good luck. When you get it up and running, I will link to it. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All right, coming up to the top of the hour here, now we're going to talk about Flight 37. And we don't have a lot to talk about it. Personally, I'm a little burned out on the story, but people are still concerned about it. So far, there has been no confirmation that the cluster of debris seen by the French satellite is anything from Flight 370. They're saying the weather is bad. They've had to turn back. They're still out there searching. Now a Thai satellite in a slightly different area has detected 300 floating objects. So now they're going to go off and look at that. I think there's one thing we can all conclude from all the satellite data. There's a lot of junk floating in the ocean right now. Very strange admission from the government of Malaysia. They're now saying that they have evidence regarding Flight 370 that is sealed and cannot be made public. I wonder why they even admitted they had that. It's just made the situation a lot worse for those families of the passengers. What do you mean? You've got evidence about Flight 370 you can't tell us? That certainly firmly takes it out of the realm of being a simple accident or an act of suicide by the pilot. Something else is clearly, clearly going on. A lot of people are very concerned about a whole slew of upcoming FEMA drills, because we know that all of these big terror attacks always seem to overlap a drill exercising that same scenario. So tomorrow it's going to be in Alaska. We'll be back after our top of the news blurb.